Hi, everyone. It is day 18 of our 25 Days of Christmas countdown, and today's topic is Christmas games.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
In the house today, we have
LaDriva Davis,
myself, Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Amberia Davis Bennett.
Yes, and we are also joined by some other guests.
Yay.
As well. We got more family here. Mm-hmm. We got our mom, Frances Davis.
Say hi, Mom.
Yes, and we have my husband here today. Hey, Brandon.
Hello. Hi, Brandon. Hey, Brand. And we got some nieces here. Tell us who we got, Amberia.
Yes, my baby girls. I've got Arania. Arania, want to say hello in the microphone? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Can you say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Thanks,
and
Rami.
We have our youngest, little Dacian.
And she's not quite old enough to speak, but she's
she might make some noise.
Yep,
here
you may hear her a little bit throughout the episode.
So welcome. Thank you all for joining us today. And today we are talking about one of our favorite topics. One of the things that we look forward to every time that we get together.
Yes.
We go on and on and on. We can go from one to the next to the next to the next, laughing at everyone. And that is our favorite games.
Yes. Favorite games.
Yes. And so we will all be discussing what our favorite games are. I know for myself, I picked a couple of them. One is an oldie and one's a new one. But one of the favorite ones is True Colors.
I don't know if anybody has ever played that.
Yep,
game.
I remember that.
I
yeah.
that.
Outside our family. And that game is so old, the box is torn up, but we still.
I know.
We still carry on. It's like a silent voting game. And you,
yeah, where we found that one.
You really do find out the true colors of the people who are
that
playing
you're
the
sitting
game.
With. Yes.
Yes. And so the more points you have, the more you lose.
Yes.
And then there's a new game that we played, I think it was last year that we started that one, the Bob Ross game, where we have to paint our pictures the best that we can using shapes. And you guys forgot that one already? Yep, that was a new one.
Oh.
Yep, it was a Bob Ross game.
We played that last year?
I did not.
That's where you, yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to bring that back because I really, was it shapes?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll have to brush it out.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Gotta stay up. What about you, Dolores?
Okay, so I'm always going to go easy peasy right off the bat. Apples to apples.
Yes.
It's easiest. Like, hey, we can't ever decide on what game we want to play, and that one always seems to appease all members of the family mostly. I also kind of like it probably because I – seem to do pretty well whenever I play with the family.
Yeah,
I always seem to do good. I don't know why. It's like
it's your competitive nature. You are one of the most competitive.
I am, unfortunately. It gets a little the best of me sometimes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, so I like that apples to apples, and I also love Taboo. Any kind of games where you have to give clues and guess or guess clues are fun games for me. So
Taboo.
Yeah, you know, because the buzzing of the buzzword or whatever.
And unless it scares someone, and then they drop all their cards everywhere.
Buzzword.
The other game.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Buzzword was the other game.
Oh, okay, so another
that one.
Yeah, apparently, if you say any of the words on the card with the game Taboo, somebody from the opposing team will buzz you like with a little buzzer, and then therefore that card is out. Oh, you give the other team a point. So you could actually help the other team win by saying the words on the card on accident. So. But anyway, it's a great game for anyone that's looking for a fun way to interact with family. So what about you, Shapira? Favorite game?
Ooh, well, I'd have to agree with you on the apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
However, people don't quite see my way when it comes to apples.
Definitions.
I have to
I have to fight my way to receive my cards at times, but I've won a couple times. So I'd have to agree with you on that one. And then I don't know the exact name for this game because I know we just play it, but it's the picture phrase game where you have to pick a phrase and then one person tries to guess the phrase. The next person, when you pass it down, face down, then the next person has to try to guess what the picture is. And then it just goes all the way around the table.
We actually found...
It's almost like telephone, but on paper.
Yeah. We actually found out what the actual definition of that game is. Kander looked it up. But the thing is we've been playing it differently because we don't have the actual game.
Uh-huh.
But you're actually supposed to get a phrase from the deck, the game.
So that people can't make up phrases like Jesus is the reason for the season.
You can't draw that.
Mom don't know how to draw that. So then, of course... The whole phrase becomes distorted by the time it gets back to that person.
Yeah, right.
That's what I like about it.
Yes, but like, how do you draw deck the halls?
Yeah, Mom.
It ended up one ace in the window or something. Do you remember?
Yeah, somebody drew a deck of cards and it was like an ace out the window.
Ace out the window is what it ended up being.
You know, but that game is always fun because you get all those different interpretations of what people think, you know.
Like yeah.
I remember the card that said, stop in the name of love. And somebody had interpreted it as stop hate. Or what is it? Spread love.
Stop hate, spread love. Yep.
You guys can laugh, but one of the worst parts is the fact that just like how you guys are like, ooh, we've got people who draw like, ah, they're artistically challenged. So something as far as Merry Christmas can come out as Jesus wept because people in our family.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
That's me.
Who has decided not to fully read the contents that they got.
Ooh.
And misreads one or two words.
Yep.
Yes, because you know what?
That ruins the whole game. That'll ruin the whole cycle. If somebody misreads.
Yes, then everybody's starting to make up their own things at that point.
All that time coming up with an amazing or phrase, and it's just almost
one person.
Yep.
You guys get so detailed in your drawings that my stuff is so basic. I draw with stick characters.
Preschool age.
And I'm like, you guys didn't see the smoke coming through. That's like a temperature. And you guys are like, no, totally didn't see that. I just thought it was a stick figure on the page.
Well, like yes, a bolt of lightning. You know what? Challenged. No, Dolores is the one who I was looking at her drawings like, wait, this is you, Dolores? This is like an adult drawing? Her stuff is looking like the teacher, you guys, mind you. This is the teacher. Her stuff looking well,
like cartoons.
Yes.
No, you guys are always making fun of myself. I told you. I am one of those people that are artistically challenged.
Yep.
But I do my best.
It's just so surprising.
But it is.
Getting your drawings in my pile, like, what is this?
We're okay, usually, because Dolores and I are sitting next to each other, and I get her on a different level.
Yeah.
So yep.
And also, I cheat, so.
Yeah. Of course you do.
It's fun too because the silence of the table and then it just busts out in laughter and you're like, what? But then when it comes
when
around
you see
to
the
you.
Pictures.
Yes, you it's because the pictures. The pictures and the phrases
guys,
that
we
come up with.
Game. We've got to find
it's
out.
It's great.
We've got to find
yes.
out.
We'll try it. Yes.
No.
I don't think so.
Pictionary is a different game. It's
yes. It's Pictionary like picture
where,
phrase or something.
Pictionary is where you're actually drawing a picture. Oh, Dacian is speaking to us. You're actually drawing something that you want people to guess.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that does sound the same, but no, it's not.
It's a little bit different. Yeah. Sure, it's like
it's
picture phrase, I think. Yeah.
I tried to buy the legit game one year.
Yeah.
And because of the size of our family, I'm not about to go spend $120
on a dry erase.
Oh,
sure. Oh, that's right.
Four dry erase boards or something like that.
Yep, it does. But that is a fun game. I think it is picture phrase, and it's really fun. But I also like the writing games like Christmas categories. Oh, that's a fun one. Great. With the different topics, and we have to do categories.
That one's fun.
Yeah, that one's a fun game too.
Especially what about you? When you play with mom, because knowing that we start on the thing off with a letter, and then you end up with random.
We are random finding words for the letter N, and half of mom's words are the letter H. Yes. Start with the letter.
How's that happening?
How does that happen?
Where that came from?
For me, being married into the family, I feel like the best parts of the games are watching you all read the rules 15 times because somebody's
trying to figure. Somebody's in the kitchen.
It's true. It's true.
We're watching the spectator.
It's true.
Somebody's going to fail.
So somebody always misses the explanation. It happens every time. What about you, Amber? What are some of your favorite games?
So a couple that I can think of would be the good old Phase 10. It is a very long, drawn-out game, and sometimes your feelings can get a little hurt.
That's why I'm the one.
I was just going to say that. The key word for that game to me is salty. That's all I think about.
And you've been left behind.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, it's all great when you're, you know, winning and, you know, advancing, but if it's not happening for you, it definitely, you start getting into your feelings a little bit, then it gets a little frustrating.
You know
but
who would not be good to play that game?
Who?
Mom.
We all look over.
Yeah.
She's too sensitive for that game. I thought I was, but mom's way too sensitive for that.
It's mom.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Exactly. That completely defeats the purpose when you're waiting for people. But you know that's what happens. Sometimes you're just too sweet for the game. It's you know not meant for everybody. But anyway, that's one of my favorites. And then of course, Speed Man.
Yes,
that game is dangerous.
Woo. Yes.
Spoon.
Yeah, I was gonna add that one too.
People get stabbed and people jumping all over the place.
That game is dangerous. I have war wounds from that game. Some scars.
Brandon would say.
Yes.
Whenever I was dating her, she looked me directly in the eyes, grabbed the same spoon that I was grabbing, and I thought, oh, we just made a connection. This is gonna be my wife. And then she turned and twisted the spoon in my hand. At that point, I had to second guess my choices.
You know what? You were up for the challenge, you know. So.
Yeah.
We don't play that in our house. If we ever did, it would be with plastic.
Right.
That is the only way I would ever play that game with
you.
With my family.
Ramia, it's not.
It is pretty
rearranging
high energy
time.
It's intense. It can get really intense.
Ramia.
And another one of our family favorites is Heads Up. And it's an app that you can use. It's just basically like charades or, you know, just it's a different way that you can play just electronically, pretty much. So going along with today's topic and being that this is one of our family favorites and one of our favorite things to do, we're going to go ahead and do a round of one.
Yes.
Ready for this? All
right. Totally ready or not.
Okay, so how this is going to work is we are going to get a category. We're doing the holiday edition, so we're going to get holiday songs, characters, and just different items. And pretty much the phone goes on your forehead. It goes up. You're holding it so where we can see the answers, and we're going to try to give you clues. Dolores is going to try to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
If she gets them right, she's going to put it down, and it clocks it for us. If they're wrong or she just can't think of it, she'll put it up over her head, tips back, and that's just a pass. So we're going to see how many we can get
before the time runs out.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. A reindeer.
The first.
Noel.
Before Prancer.
I don't know them in order. Dancer. Donner, now Vixen. Reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Okay.
Pass.
Light them.
Candles.
Yes.
The worst food at Christmas.
Angel food cake.
No.
Fruit cake.
Yes.
Rudolph the red. No.
Reindeer.
Yep.
Wear these on your hands to keep your hands warm.
Gloves. Mittens.
Yep.
The day before.
Yep.
Christmas Eve.
Yes. And all the things that come under the tree.
Presents.
Yep. You can't catch me.
Gingerbread Man.
Oh my gosh.
Dream's favorite movie, a Christmas movie.
Polar Express.
Yes. Yay. Our dad's favorite.
Christmas, the Santa Claus.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't get that one.
Technically, you did get it. Just it was like you just didn't put it down.
Dasher, you guys, I did not know them in order.
You said I don't know them in order.
I know, right? Any of them.
You could have said any of them.
You said the one before, so yes, okay. So apparently, I got eight song. Cards.
Yes.
Eight
cards. So then she got eight out of ten.
So someone else has to have a round.
So, so for those of you listening, that's the gist of the game, how you play it. It's actually really fun. There's a lot of different categories, a bunch of different decks that you can play, and it's really fun. I've played it with my students as well.
You and your family should definitely get together yes. and play a round or two or any of the games that we mentioned during this time. And that leads me to our positive thought of the day.
Yes.
It has to do with family, so which is fitting. So if you don't choose your family, they are God's gift to you as you are to them. Desmond Tutu.
That is so true. I love that quote. Thank you for sharing that. So we want to hear from you all. We always love to hear new games that are out there. So we want to hear what Christmas games you play with your family. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic. You can also follow us on our Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those happy J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-L-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you for tuning into the Davis Sisters podcast. We also want to thank our brother and mom for joining us today and our niece, Aramia. We appreciate you guys for being here. Our niece wants to send you off with a positive message.
Happy holidays.
Yay.
Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way. We care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.